This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Well, that was a wonderful dietary discussion. Welcome to Nut Chat. Nut Chat.
Where we're going to
not
be
the right Nut Chat that we want to talk about.
No, season three, talking about nuts.
Let's all go kinds nuts. Of nuts. All kinds of nuts, including the three that are on this podcast.
Yes.
Let's go nuts. Whoa. Well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and most consensual sexual kinks. I am Bear Lee, and with me, as usual, are my two stupendous co-hosts.
Canes.
I'm Dawson.
And Dawson. Canes and Dawson. Welcome to, I don't know if you can hear the sirens in the background, but there we go.
That's why I was howling.
Welcome. Welcome. At least the dog I'm dog sitting doesn't howl when the sirens go. I'm so happy about that. Oh, God, there's every dog in the neighborhood howls, though, except, and then Peyton, the bulldog that I'm dog sitting, she like looks out the window when the other dogs are howling, like, where are they? Where are they? Where are the dogs? Where are the dogs? Where are they? Where are the puppies? Where are they at? Where are they at? Where are they at? Where are they at? Because, you know, that's smooth.
Somebody give
smooth
me my glasses. Hers. I can't see them.
That's right. Yes. So welcome to season three. Season three, our third year.
Season three. I can't believe it.
Right? I know. 3 years we've been, 2 years we've been doing it. Now we're into our third. That's crazy. That's crazy. And one of these days we'll have to video with our stuff because all of the strange little 3D printed men that you have on your shelf back there, I think we'll just do it. I think we'll just do an episode all about the men that you're that like in this various point, sexual positions.
There's enough men back there where Canes can just get their all our sex positions can just be acted out. Like, oh my God, could you imagine if we just that was our thing? We just sold our sex positions every week on our website and Canes just 3D printed them out. That would be amazing.
I don't have that many 3D printers.
Well, but we could actually
we can get there.
We could stop action it.
Yeah. Remember, there's always a little Taiwanese boy that would love to 3D print these for us.
I actually just have a new one too. That's on the table. It's an orgy.
And I swear to God, like three person. You have another hood on the shelf every single time we record too.
I do have a new hood. I have this one.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
This is a leather hood. This is an actual like
BDSM leather hood. Ooh.
Yep.
That's so you're
tied into it.
Did you get set back $1,000 for that damn thing?
No, not that expensive.
No. It's $999.99. Not $1,000. It's just $999.99.
With free shipping though. Free shipping.
I think they're like $600.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So today is kind of a grab bag of things as we're jumping into season three. We're just going to talk about different things. We're going to talk about different subjects. We're going to talk about different questions that have come in for our listeners and from each other. So
I believe we were supposed to talk about like what kind, how like different ways to shoot shit. Like
different
whether or
ways
not we're
to shoot the shit.
Yeah.
You load it into a muzzle loader and just throw it out like, dinosaurs, something.
If you were to like, I picture like just like curb stomping shit down like the toilet, like the shower drain when you're putting into like a like that gesture that you just musket styled.
Stop. Okay. Have either of you ever heard of a poop knife?
Huh?
A poop knife?
Yeah.
Is that like a butter knife? Like one of those butter spreaders, but for poop?
Sort of. Canes is laughing.
Why? Why are we talking about this?
Because it's a grab bag episode.
This is the shoot the shit episode.
Oh my God.
No, but seriously, have you heard of
it? Because I'm not. I have, but I'm not going to be able to explain.
What is it?
So a poop knife is a dedicated, like a butter knife, on a stick that you tie to a stick or glue to a stick. So when your poop is so big that it won't flush, you got to get in there with the knife and slice it up into pieces so it goes down the shitter.
I was thinking it would like all. So would you be able to just like proactively do that with a pair of shit shears?
I guess.
Be able to, the first time, cut it as it's coming out, like Play-Doh.
I guess. Yeah. It's like. You know, you need to, well, clearly the person that needed the poop knife didn't know how to pinch it off as it was flowing out. You know, they had to, they just flowed it all out at once. But the first time I heard that was, I was at my husband's cousin's house and, the 8-year-old took a shit and he comes out and he says, "Hey dad, I need the poop knife." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, what?" And it was there. Oh, I just saw the new thing you put on there. Okay.
Now they're having,
and
a
so,
oh, he's jerking off into
so they skin. Went and so they went and got a special knife that they kept nearby and they tied it to a stick and he sliced. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never heard of that before. But apparently it's a common thing. Others have
camping,
like sometimes
for camping, you have to have one
for camping. You have to have one.
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Like
who's cutting up their shit in the woods?
Because okay, so it depends on the situation.
Okay, now
you might.
It sounds like you're glamping.
You might have to have a poop knife. Yes.
Okay, because camping is like a tent. Glamping is you have a toilet that you get to use.
Yes, but there's also toilets on the campsites a lot of times too, mm-hmm. and they basically will actually have a lot of times a poop knife that they have dedicated to that like stall or that area where you chop it up.
Cause oh like, my God. I'm thinking like, cause up here, when you go camping, the thing is up here is there is no like running toilets where we go camping. It's just a hole. You're lucky to have like a piece of plywood. You're just sitting on with a toilet seat.
Okay.
Yeah. So like if that were to happen, it basically you're shitting to the bottom of the hole. And then it's like, is it like Eiffel Towering afterwards? Like it's just a leaning tower of shitza slowly going out of your arsehole.
It's like that. It's like the South Park episode when he does the biggest shit.
And he's just like, all of a sudden just corkscrews all the way up.
Yeah.
Bono just pissed off.
God damn it.
It kind of reminds me, I see them all the time on TikTok and I kind of like them, even though they're disgusting, is the guys to go and like clean up the sewage tanks and the septic tanks around. And then they like take the giant drill and basically they call it a poop smoothie. And they basically put the drill in and they like slurry it up
all
so
together.
That way it's easier to suck out. Did you ever have a block where there's like four of them on each side and they're like back to back? So like, cause we used to call it, that it used to just be the outhouses, but they used to be grouped up. So every morning we would basically yell out as soon as we came out, whoever was going to go, we just basically yelled out GP. And then we would all, whoever has shouted out GP would go to the outhouses and then we'd all sit down and basically we'd all have our morning group poop together.
Group poop. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. GPs, group poops.
We used to call them staff meetings because we would get together and the senior staff would go group poop together and we would take our notebooks and have meetings in there. I mean, multitasking, right? You only have so many hours in the day.
I mean, so nowadays you stay on your phone. That's also how we got
this up at work. I'm going to literally be like, can I get like a poop meeting real quick?
Yeah. GP guys right now.
And everyone's GP.
But you have, in order to do a GP, you can't have walls between you. So you all need to sit together in the toilet. So that's very military. In the military, mm-hmm. all the shitters are just in a row. There's no walls. There's no privacy.
No.
So you just shit
like
together.
Walls or curtains.
Not even curtains or walls.
I'm very much a shy pooper.
A private pooper.
If someone is literally watching me, if someone's watching me poop, I'm not able to poop.
Let me tell you, if you don't
I
poop
am one
long
of those
enough,
poopers
you have
that
to
I
poop,
will go home.
You will be able to poop with somebody watching you. Once you start prairie dogging, trust me.
No, I am a master at compacting my shit. Just like my emotional baggage, I will stuff that shit as deep as it needs to go until I'm ready to let it go. And it all comes out at once, and whoever's around regrets every moment of it.
I bet. So for our good listeners out there, you have probably figured out that today's episode is going to be shitty, but we really don't have a general subject for this week's episode, so we're just gonna as Dawson said, shoot the shit, and it turned into this denigration of a conversation. So how's everybody been the last couple of weeks? Good, bad, indifferent?
Good.
Overall, good. Just busy.
Yeah. Yeah. I, as you guys can see behind me, it's very bare and sad looking, mm-hmm. aside from the lights. We're packing up. It's April. We're recording this April 1st. So I have a month to slowly move into my mom's house, into the basement. It's also Easter weekend that we're recording this as well, too. So happy belated Easter in 2 weeks, everybody. I don't know why I didn't say that on the mm-hmm. last episode. I'm getting really bad at dates, guys.
You just got to keep track of that calendar to talk, yeah, talk in the future so that when we release, we're relevant, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But most puppies listen to this way after we record it anyway. Yeah. So relevance isn't really that important.
Yeah, they're going to listen to be like, is it Easter? Oh, yeah, I guess it is. As they're smoking.
As they're listening on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God. It's the Christmas episode in July? Guys.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, so we've just been getting ready for that, and long weekend, so just kind of packed up, and I'm trying to, the big thing right now is my mom basically, like, she's basically acting like me as a child, so like, it's like, hey, it's time to clean up the basement. She's like, well, it's clean and livable. I'm like, mom, is it really clean and livable? Like, have you seen the bedroom down there? She's like, yeah, don't open the bedroom door. And I go down there, and it's like, she literally took everything from the main living area and then just shoved it into the bedroom and hope I wouldn't notice. And I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to fit a bed? And she's like, well, most of that's going into the motorhome anyway. So it's like, I'm like, mom, we need to get this shit out of here now. Like, you're the one telling me that I need to downsize shit and get rid of my stuff and like need to make dumps to the run. Honey, you're worse than I am.
Wait a minute. Anyway. Make dumps to the run?
Or make runs to the dump. Sorry, we're still on the
we were talking about poop.
Yeah, yeah. we were talking about poop.
Ship brain. What have you been up to?
Me? Well, for most pups don't realize, the last couple of weeks have been rather hectic and emotional for me. My father did pass on the 28th of March, and I kept it all together. I was the staunch older son taking care of everything, and everything was fine. And I sent an email to my boss and said, I'm taking bereavement leave. Please don't send flowers or anything like that. And like within hours later, a knock comes on the door, and it's this little old lady who's probably 170 years old. And she's carrying a bag. And she says, this is for you. I have more stuff in the truck for you. I was like, what the fuck? Why did my company send me flowers? I told them not to. And this huge bouquet of flowers shows up and an orchid. And I was like, and I was so pissed. I was so mad. I was ready to just go get on the email computer and say, I told you no flowers. I didn't want flowers. And I opened up the card, and it was from U2 and Blitz. And I was like, that is so sweet. And I didn't cry until that moment.
I literally, and the thing is I was messaging them. I messaged Canes, and I'm like, I kind of want to send Barely flowers and like a plushie and everything. And he's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, I just need money. I'll handle the rest. Don't worry about it. I just need to know that like we can chip in on this and go together, blah, blah, blah. Just let it happen. And then all of a sudden I was like working, trying to get it done. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I think it was an hour and a half from the time that I hung up with them to all of a sudden mm-hmm. I got a message from Barely. But then all of a sudden I was texting Barely, and I'm like, how you doing? Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, that's good. By the way, sorry in advance for the tears. He's like, ah, no tears. Wait, are you crying? And then I just left him on red for like 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I got the text. You son of a bitch! Now I understand the text,
right? I was just, oh, that's what
they turned out so cute, sister, though.
They were adorable, and my sister was like, "That was the sweetest thing anybody's ever done." So,
and the orchid orchid you can like keep on living. Like the bouquet will die eventually. That'll just like
but
the orchid. Like that's why I wanted to get the orchid, because it's something you can like water and keep on going with, and it's still pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you both. And thank you all the puppies for the thoughts and prayers and everything with that. So yes. That was my last couple of weeks. And then of course And I can honestly say this on this podcast because I know neither one of my sisters listen to this podcast because they refuse to. So I thought for sure I was going to have a double funeral. I thought my sister, my middle sister, was going to kill my youngest sister. So it was.
How, though?
It was insane. Oh, well, like, you know.
Like, my, how would, what would her technique be? Like, would it be like pillow over the face during the night, or would she like Visine in the water, or would it be straight massacre in the kitchen?
Oh no,
I think it was like getting a knife out of the drawer and just stabbing her.
Yeah, or strangling her like Homer Simpson does to Bart. You know,
because I don't know,
something along those lines.
Because I find this hilarious. I don't know if you want to go into details or not, but I found it hilarious that the one time that Barely was almost like ready to get the pillow had to do with a label maker.
Yes.
And
so, what?
So my I have one of those electric label makers that prints out, you know, these sticking labels,
ribbons. Yeah.
And the youngest sister is like, bring your label maker over to Dad's room. I need to label things. I'm like, okay. She is literally labeling everything in his room on the dresser. Socks, t-shirts, adult underwear, adult diapers, you know, Band-Aids, everything. I was like,
keep in mind, this is like T-minus 27 hours before.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you going to label Dad that says dying man on his feet? I mean, you know, just in case people forget like which one is dying. Yeah. So I was just like, and then my middle sister was like, she's going to get the best award at the Deddies this year for the best organized dying room. But I swear at one point, the middle sister, the organizer, said to the youngest sister, or no, the middle sister, who's not the organizer, she's very, she and I are very pragmatic. The youngest sister says to her, oh, you're being just like Mom. That was like the emotional hand grenade just lobbed into
emotional damage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like
basically.
Oh, and at that point it was all over but the funeral. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So
I still can't believe that she took a label maker and went through the entire room. Like that's still like that's like shit that my aunts did with my grandma. But it was more like petty shit to be like, oh, look what we brought our mom this week. Now right. You can't say that we're not doing anything.
So before I put it away, I actually printed out a label and put her name on it and said her name, Memorial Label Maker, on the label maker itself. So if she ever sees it again, she's going to come unglued.
And it's like in that like old school black and yellow hospital font, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's great.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, upcoming events that we've got. Anybody have any upcoming events planned? Nothing coming up in the next summer's on the way. Spring is here.
Summer's on the way. I have Bianca Del Rio we went to last night. We'll get a little bit more into that later. And this upcoming week, we have an event in Thunder Bay that I'm attending that has to do with the police service in town, talking about how they are going to help protect LGBTQ and the queer community and trans people in town. So that's what's going on this week so far. And nice. I think that's it for the rest of the month, I think. We'll find out the next episode. Nice. We'll figure something out.
Absolutely. How about you? Anything planned?
So I think I'm going to San Francisco.
Okay.
Basically go to an event down there. I think a friend coming over this weekend.
Like you think he's coming over or you think they're your friend?
No, I know that they're my friend, but I think they're coming over.
Oh, okay.
I think he's my friend. I'm not sure.
Yes.
I know they're coming over. I just don't know if they're my friend. Oh my God.
No. So I can't remember if it's this weekend or next weekend that they're coming over, but I know I'm having a pup friend come over. And
is
then,
that for a specific scene or just because these guys haven't hung out in a while or? Is it?
No, we're just hanging out. Oh, like nice. There's nothing like planned or so to speak.
Okay, cool. I just like being nosy. Okay. That's all.
Oh, no, you're good. And then I'm probably going to next episode like when we record the next episode, I'll be going to another event that's local here that I go to every month.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
Is that like a paw event, or is it like a just a pub event, or is it like events. A D&D thing, or
no. So third.
It's a My Little Pony convention.
My Little Pony.
Oh man, that'd be very interesting around here.
The last three episodes, I've been talking about Polly Pockets changing latex dresses. Now all of a sudden, Keynes is like, My Little Pony.
Keynes is a brony.
I have some friends who are bronies, okay. And they are actually really cool people.
They are, but they're also really hardcore, which is fucking great.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yes. Some of them are very like, I'm like, you don't look like you're a brony, but I know you are.
Like Deadpool when he's jerking off to that unicorn, damn right he's a brony. He just couldn't yes. get the Polly Pocket or the My Little Pony, that's all.
Yeah, so there's every third weekend, basically there's a pup mosh during the day. And then at night, there is a furries and pup gear event.
Oh, nice.
That happens at a bar. So it's a very busy Saturday.
Sounds fun
that day.
Is it registered only? Did you want to put a plug out there, or do you not want to see anybody?
I mean, if you guys want to, message me and I can add you to the group chat.
Awesome.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a group chat thing where you just go there, or if it's like a marketed thing that you can. It would be cool if there's events going on, say if there's like a pup mosh in my town, I'll probably like let you guys know about it just in case. Or if I hear something in Toronto or another town where I know there's a lot of pups are this season, we'll probably kind of let them know. But you know, I'm just.
Yeah, I don't.
Why
know.
Am I talking I about this? Really Shut your mouth, directly. Dawson.
Yeah, well, I haven't really talked to the event directly to ask permission to do that, but I can definitely ask to like see if I can get the flyers and I can post them.
Sure, sure.
Cool.
Well, as we were talking about what to talk about today, we said, well, let's just ask each other some random questions and see how that goes. And so one of my questions for Dawson is, how do you feel about public nudity?
So I went in and I looked at the questions quick just to double check. That way you wouldn't throw me off. I had to clarify. So like public nudity would be in a public place, but with people around in the public, right? It wouldn't be like something where like, you know, I'm just in a park late at night jerking off with nobody around, but I am in public.
Correct. Correct. So not like in your backyard putting your dick in an anthill. You know that.
Yeah, because like I'm trying to, because like for me, public nudity, it could be like any, like it's a broad thing. But I figured what you were asking was like, have I been to an event where there's people around? I've just been walking around naked.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But at the same time, I know where you're going with this because I have done that too. Where I've been like in a public place, not necessarily like trying to be seen, but more of being in a public place naked, like jerking off. I have done that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is it just me, or as that car turns around the corner, you see the headlights? Is that the moment you come?
That's just you.
Actually, yeah.
That's usually the moment I come, because if not, it's staring at the car for like an extra 30 seconds saying, yeah, you fucking can see this, can't you, bitch? And then all over the place.
Exactly. And then chizzing everywhere. Yeah.
But I haven't, there's not really any events per se where I've been to like parties and I've been walking through naked where I probably shouldn't have been, but you know, whatever. Nobody complained, but I haven't been to like an event where we're like in a park. And, you know, that's kind of we were supposed to go to a nude beach this summer when we were in Toronto with Matt's All Folks. But that bitch ended up getting, he said he was sick, but I'm just going to call him out right now on the podcast live because it's season 3 and that's what we're doing. You were hungover as fuck, motherfucker.
That's a form of sick.
And you ended up going and having to babysit for your friend so Pup Dawson couldn't take care of you and get you your newts that morning. So you ended up hungover and sick all day, and you ended up ruining a nude beach day for me. Because fuck you if you think that I'm going on Grindr in the middle of Toronto and being like, hey, let's go. Ah, no. I didn't have enough booze in me at the time to have the strength to do that.
All right. Yeah,
this was last year, Dawson. I was still growing. My balls were still like reaching halfway down my thigh. They weren't fully dropped yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Halfway down your thigh. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they shin length now?
About there. You guys have seen the behind the butt photo.
Yes. So,
but yeah,
Canes, how about you? I mean, public nudity okay with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's funny that we talk about this, and if he ever listens to this episode, which I highly doubt it, but basically, actually, I'll probably just snip it and send it to him because he's going to laugh his ass off.
They're still on episode 4 with everybody else.
No, so basically, I was talking about this specifically with one of my coworkers today.
Oh, wow.
And
interesting, like, office chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
So how about those reports? Also, have you ever just walked through Central Park with your ass out?
But so he was talking about how he's been caught with his pants down, basically in parking lots, and apparently cops just, you know, don't care that your pants are down. They'll just still try to take your identification and, you know, get figure out what's going on, even though that you're pantsless right there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for prime example, go take a look at my intro story from last year.
Yep. Exactly. So,
well, what about you, Barely? Have you gone to any events where you rock out with your cock out? Have you been to Burning Man at all? Or
I have never been to Burning Man. I would like to go someday. So we'll see if that ever comes to pass. Yeah, then it's just Muddy Man. So I've been to events for public nudity, but I've never been publicly. I've gone to underwear parties at bars and stuff where I've been in my underwear, but that was about as close as I've come to public nudity.
My goal is eventually, once I feel comfortable enough at cons and events as it is my goal event would be to go and just be in full gear, like just harness and jock, or just harness and like leather showing my dick nicely at Folsom.
Yeah.
I feel like Folsom is like everything is out on display. Nobody gives a shit. Like I just feel like I would love the vibes there, yeah. But that is also, from what I've heard, that is like level 10.
Kinky, when is Folsom this year, Canes? You're local to that group.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm pretty sure it's in the fall. It's like, is it
in the fall? It's like in September or something.
Yeah. So it's near like so there's usually a spring event and a fall event.
June 18th, 2023. Do they not have?
It's probably around in June. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one.
June 16th, 2024.
So there's Dory Alley, and then there's Folsom Street Fair.
Mm. Yeah, Dory Alley is the other one.
That falls in fall, I believe. More closer to, like, I think it's August, I think.
Okay.
It's either July or August.
Okay.
Folsom is very interesting. I've been to it a few times. Know quite a few people that go there just naked, like... One of my friends, he's been known to go to big giant raves, the festivals, mm-hmm. like at big crowds.
Right.
So he'll go with a couple friends to them, and then like as he's going out the gate, like once he goes into the gate and goes into the crowd, he'll start stripping off all of his clothes and go completely naked, like in the crowd.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
And then like his friends are literally running behind him trying to get all of his clothes so that he has clothes to wear when he comes back out.
He's running down the street and throwing clothes off.
Yeah. Yay. Basically. Like,
hey. His friends should just tell him, just go with a jock. That way we only have to find one thing. Just, you know, we don't need everything. So.
Well, you have to be fully clothed to enter the grounds.
Right.
But yes.
Right.
Cool.
So.
So
that was my question for us. So.
I was trying to find one for Barely, but I was trying to also figure out, because like I know Barely, and I know that like you're kind of there's not much that you won't talk about on the podcast either. But I was also trying to figure out like what you have talked about and what I can put in. Cause like my original question had to do with like, you know, when did you choose to be gay? Cause you know, we all do that.
When did I choose? Yeah.
Yeah. When did you decide that, you know, being straight was no good?
When did you know?
Like, when did you finally sign the contract and get your cookies?
Way late in life. I mean, I've been married to a woman twice, not the same one. And, you know, I do have children. So after my second marriage, I thought, God, women are just a pain in the ass. Let's embrace the gay that I've always had living underneath me. And
at least you can take the pain here, in the ass.
Right. Yeah. So that was that. I got to step out for a second. You guys talk amongst yourselves. The dog has to go outside. I'll be right back.
Okay. The bio puppy's going to go pay.
We will. Pause
with that. Well, what about you, Keynes? When did you decide to be gay?
Oh,
like, my whole thing is like, I decided to be gay when I found out that Yahoo chat was a thing.
I mean, there was definitely like a moment in my like early teens that I basically kind of just was like, yeah, I pretty much like dick. I mean, and all through like middle school and high school, I was playing with basically my friends, and not like in a experimental way. It was like
hey, a weird bro way. Like, oh, okay. I was experimenting in weird bro ways. Like one time there was like a massager where all of a sudden the three of us were like, oh, what happens if we put this on our dick? So we started putting it on our crotches and we're like, oh, that feels weird. So like one guy like sat there and just like massaged his dick till he came. And I'm like, so this is what it's like having friends, eh?
Yeah, no. So I was more of the sexual side of things. Yes, there were like the bigger sleepovers that we did. And
if you saw pictures of me from like grade 11 down, you would not want to fuck me.
Oh, I probably still. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway,
it was basically it was more of I had a lot of fun with a bunch of people. And I learned very quickly that I loved to suck dick, and I loved getting fucked, and I loved like fucking. I didn't really do a lot of the fucking because a lot of my friends were hung, and so I really enjoyed letting them fuck me.
I think that was the reason why I like never became a top or was never able to like be a dominant thing is because I've never had a small dick before. Like every person I've dated is like an average of 6.5 to 9. So it's yeah, like,
and that's my problem.
And I'm like,
is
every I've been spoiled my entire gay life
over. Yeah, like literally I mean my first boyfriend was, you know, like 10 inches.
Oh, good lord.
And you know, we're, you know, teenagers and we're fucking like bunny rabbits.
And see, Marcus, he just hit puberty like 2 years ago, so like his dick is still growing. Like when we started he was at 5 inches, now he's almost at 7 and he's thick boy.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know, like I don't know if my hand got smaller because my arthritis isn't acting up anymore, but like I swear to God, like I'll put my hand around his dick sometimes, I'm like, why does this feel bigger than when we first started dating? Just hefty.
So speaking of that, I'm back, by the way.
Yeah, we were just talking about when we first decided to be gay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you asked me that question. Yeah. So what's the biggest cock you've ever seen or played with in person?
Okay.
I have two answers to this.
I have a few, but so.
Because I have a girth and I have a length.
So I don't know if you know who, I'm not going to say their name.
No, don't say their name.
Basically, I was at a public event.
Are they from Canada? Because I know them.
Actually, I think so.
Mm. Well, then I probably know them. They're probably from down
starts
the street.
Starts with a T.
Was it me?
They're big on Twitter. I basically was at Folsom Street Fair. Me and Loki were there. Mm-hmm. And we were doing the event. And a puppy came to us and started talking to us. And then I basically was like, you look really familiar. Like I've seen you somewhere. And so I started asking like where you're from and all this stuff. And then it finally dawned on me that I've seen their like adult Twitter account, their 18 and over Twitter account. And I was like, oh, are you so-and-so? And he goes, blushes instantly red really hard and then like nods. And then the person that he was with goes, oh, yes. Would you like to see it?
Yes, please.
I'm like, yes, please. And so we're at Folsom, so our nudity is completely fine. And
right.
So he starts actually getting hard from like just the thought, the talking back and forth of us. And we didn't even have to undo. He had a button up jock strap.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But if he gets hard enough, the buttons snap off. It undoes itself and he can't get it back up. Like he can't seal the cock back up because it's too big.
That's like the kinky version of the hot. Like I find it so hot when like a guy has a button up shirt and then all of a sudden he'll like flex his chest and all of a sudden the buttons will just open up so you can see it just, and then his chest pops out. I'm like, oh.
Yes, that is basically the kinky version. But yeah, so basically that's probably the biggest I've seen, because that's probably like 14 inches. That was probably a 14 inch like dick. And again, he's a twink. And it just looks like.
You didn't have to say that. If it's over 9.5 inches, we know they're a twink.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Basically, anything after 7 inches is basically twink territory. It's just that the only difference is that for every half an inch the cock grows, the twink loses 5 pounds.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like 10.5 inch dick, yeah, so, 110 pounds soaking wet. How?
But I mean, I've had 12 inches in me before. I've had 10 inches. I've had 8. I haven't ever had 14. That's like, mind you, I would absolutely probably enjoy it, but I have not actually done that.
I'd probably need a couple bottles of poppers for that.
No. You just need to train yourself deep in that regard. That's why I have bigger toys.
Train myself deep in that regard. He's going to be the one training me deep, apparently, at 14 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the cookies.
And why is it that so many of the guys that have the big cocks are all bottoms?
I have no idea.
Right.
It's true, though.
It's true.
It is so very, here's very true.
The thing is, I think so, and I've heard this from a couple of my hung friends, is I think it's because it's not that they can't top. It's just that they're expected to top because of the size of their dick. Everybody expects everybody with an average size and under cock to be a bottom for some reason. But yet here we are being like, oh, just because you have a 4-inch dick that you're not going to want to top. Come on now, meow. No.
Yeah.
I
think it's also the fact of vanilla people, when they see it, freak out.
True enough. Yeah.
See, I just want to sit on it. So I don't care if you're a bottom or not.
I had this conversation with a couple hung puppies before. What they always would talk about is when someone sees their dick, they usually go, oh my God, that's not going inside of me.
And it's almost in like a shock. It's a shocked way, but like the way that it comes off is almost absolutely. Like offensive.
Yes.
So it's,
but also like they're also kind of treated as meat sometimes because of the big dick.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many times my boyfriend at the time was, you know, getting undressed and literally my friends go, what the, can I touch it? And like, we're in a monogamous relationship and he just looks at me going,
How many people came up to you and be like, good for you?
No, it's more of they just wanted to play with it.
No, because that would be my first reaction, would to be look at you and be like, good for you, man.
Congrats. Props, man.
Right?
Props.
Yeah. You found one.
Yeah.
Because like, is it just me or has anybody else like, because like, obviously we're growing up in that age where like Grindr was just starting to do a thing, but some of our phones also didn't have cameras at the time. So like sometimes when we went for a hookup, that was the first time we'd see a dick. We wouldn't talk. It would just go from there. How many times has it gone through your head? Because the same thing happened when me and Marcus hooked up for the first time. Because I known Marcus since grade 7. The first time that we went to hook up, the first thing going through my head as I was undoing his pants was not, this is so hot, is please have a big dick. Please have a nice dick. Please have a nice dick.
Yep. Yep.
There and all of a sudden, like, you get on it and be like, oh, thank God. And your asshole just finally lunches and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, you're like, oh, thank God he's actually hung.
Yeah.
But I have had
I've had the opposite too, okay. Where you go to unbutton and I'm like,
fuck.
It's more of I don't know how this is even possible to get inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like sitting there going, what position can I do to, because I don't want to be rude and be like, no, this isn't going to work. Or, you know, I don't think you can top me.
That's when you let the top be the top and let them do what they need to do.
It's really hard at that point.
It needs to get in there.
Yeah. But when it's like 2 inches, you're like,
yeah,
okay, my butt has a lot of meat to there.
Uh-huh. See, what I found though is that even at that point, what I found is that with guys with the smaller dicks, what they end up doing is even if they can't get it in there, what they'll do is they'll just lube up your cheeks and push them together and they'll just they'll fuck your ass, but they're just fucking your cheeks. And then at the last moment, if they can, they'll try and get the tip in as hard as they can at the end when they come. The biggest dick I've ever taken, I think, is about 10 inches, and it was a 50-50 circumcision dick. He was circumcised, but the doctor didn't finish it. So, like, at the tip of his dick on the front of the head, there was a little piece left attached. Do you not understand
what we're talking about?
The doctor didn't finish. What, did he get a phone call halfway through the circumcision? It's like, oh, I got to take this. Oh, he'll be fine.
He was a Jewish doctor. The card didn't go through.
Right?
I'm keeping half the tip. You guys get out of here. But no, you can actually, like, if you wanted to, you could put like a pencil through it if you wanted to.
Moyles don't get paid. They just take tips.
Get the film. But his is also like the dad smoothest
dad jokes,
dick I've, like, satin dick, just smooth. And then there's also the thickest is like a monster can, like it was like trying to throw a fist at the wall. Like there's those dicks that are like 6.5 inches. Yeah. Like they're not long, but girl, we know that ain't hitting in the shipping lane. Although I will say I do prefer girth over length.
Okay. Girth is definitely
because you're decent. Just like the girls, your G-spot ain't all the way in the back of you.
Yeah, true.
It's in there a little bit.
So I think it's easier. Depth is harder because of the bends in your digestive tract that have to be straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take a while to get those to be more able to be straightened out a lot more.
Although I do find it really hot.
That's why training is very important when you're dealing with that size. Mm-hmm.
I do find it hot when you're with a larger guy though, when you can actually, like, you're fucking and then all of a sudden you're like feeling your stomach or like down by like your pubis mons, where like you can actually feel the tip like hitting it. It's like knocking on the door being like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
you good?
Yeah.
What about you, Barely?
You know how much
have you ever bought him for a big dick, or have you ever blown a big dick, or ended up having a bottom with a huge dick?
I've had lots of bottoms with huge dicks. The biggest was this Asian guy. Yes, an Asian guy.
You know what? That is a misconception, because some of those hunky Asians, oh my God.
Yeah. So,
but there's asses though.
He was probably, I would say, beer can around and about maybe 12 inches long, but he was a total bottom. And I mean, he took his pants off and that beast revealed itself. And I was like, damn. And I saw a lot of big swinging dicks when I was in the military. Lots of guys. Because, you know, you get out of bed, you go to the shower, you've got gang showers there. Everybody's standing around. And some of the guys I mean, I asked one, and not to be, I'm going to couch this as this is, not to be racist, but the black guys always have the biggest dicks. And I asked one once, I said, so that's clearly hanging down pretty low. He's like, yeah. He said, the differences between white guys and black guys is white guys, when their dicks are soft, they get smaller, they get shorter. Black guys don't have that. They're the same length, hard or soft.
Yeah, and that's what I found, is that that's where like the misconception comes from, is that flaccid,
it's the same length as it is
so
hard.
They're more showers than growers. So that's why like a lot of times, like, and even my one friend who has the big dick, that's the one thing that he always mentioned too, is that like myself and Marcus, we're bigger than him flaccid. But when he's hard, he's twice the size of us.
There you go. So what's...
Now, barely.
Yes.
I was going to ask you what you did on your free time. That was my backup question.
Free time? I have four podcasts. I don't have free time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whenever you have free time, what do you enjoy
doing your free time?
Aside from breaking moms.
This is what you do.
Yeah, and I do have... I'm going to have a lot more free time now that... Dad has passed, because that took up a lot of my time, and but that's not going to be there anymore, so there you go. I don't know what I'm going to do in my free time.
Well, it depends on how often he comes around the house to break your brooms.
True So, you know,
wait, was it your broom or your mop that he broke?
What
was it, the broom or the mop that you broke?
Oh, I broke my mop while I was trying to clean yesterday.
Yeah,
I was like, god damn it. Yeah, so maybe that was Dad, who knows. He didn't want to be clean. Where's the strangest place you've seen somebody having sex?
The Reno airport bathroom.
Okay. And that was just recent. I know. I remember that story.
That was because I can't think of anything. Cause yeah, that's the,
that was just furries clearly. So
it must've been, cause I just love the fact that after that happened, you just hear him get on the phone. Yeah. I just finished up. I'll be down there shortly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally he just finished he was either going on to the next dick appointment or I'm just picturing his boyfriend being outside like waiting in the do not stand zone of the airport just like tapping his fucking just on his phone scrolling TikTok for like 40 minutes being like, where is this motherfucker? Like, I know damn well it doesn't take him this long to come.
I'd say the oddest place I've seen someone having sex is in the bushes next to a trail after the 4th of July, and we were unloading all of the stuff. I do fireworks. So we were unloading everything, and this couple were just going at it right on the main trail where everybody was walking past them. They didn't care. Didn't care at all. They're just fucking beat the band. So
there was a picture on going around on X a few weeks back where there was a hetero couple outside the liquor store down by the McDonald's and the bus stop. And he had her bent over one of the cinder block medians that stop the traffic from going through streets. Nice. And had her going there over top of that mid daylight.
When the mood strikes.
Yeah. So I guess I never saw it personally, but you know, I saw the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Canes, how about you? Anything, any place weird?
I do the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen quite my fair share in the locker rooms, but I will never forget this one time at the public pool.
Okay.
There were two people under you know how they have like showers outside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is like fully open on display, but there's these two going at it, two males going at it, and I look over and they're both wearing like Speedos. Mind you, I look over and I'm like, huh, interesting. And I keep looking over there and I notice that they're like hugging each other a lot.
Okay.
And I'm like, huh. And I'm old enough to the point where I'm like, okay, I know what sex is. Mm-hmm. So I keep watching because I had a hard on at that point. Mm-hmm. And because I was like, ooh, that's actually kind of hot. And then I finally realized after some time that they were literally, one of them was inside of the other one. and they're slowly going in and out of the other person as they are both under the water in the shower. Mm-hmm. And that, mind you, there's a lot of people at the public pool during this time. It's like,
but they're just hugging. Surprised
the lifeguard wasn't blowing his whistle.
See, I'd be more concerned.
I was the lifeguard.
Well, see, that's even worse because they're just hugging in the shower, and it just so happens his dick is inside her. I'd be more concerned at lifeguard Kane's being up in the middle of this entire crowd on his little life stand thing with a massive hard on and a Speedo.
I wasn't in a Speedo. No, I was wearing normal shorts.
Oh. Don't ruin the fantasy. Don't ruin the fantasy for okay, us.
Sorry. I was in a Speedo.
Okay.
He was in a
blue sequin Speedo with his black and white hood on with a custom lifeguard.
Sequined. Yeah, okay.
How else are you supposed to be able to find him in the water? He has to have that glimmer like a tuna.
But yeah, so the moral of the story is please do not do that.
No.
Don't hug in the shower.
Just letting you know, we did kick them out, but it was definitely a good show for like the 20 minutes that they were
doing.
Did
you go home and jerk off after it?
Oh, no, I jerked off literally in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
During the break. So like.
That's what my next question was going to be. Did they get kicked out because they were having sex in the shower, or did they get kicked out because he pulled out too soon and ended up getting cum on the shower? So technically at that point, it was a health hazard.
No. It was them having sex
in public.
Oh, okay.
In public.
Because at that point, if you went and blew a load in the toilet in the bathroom, then the load's not the main point. It was this. Okay, we get it.
All right.
What's next?
So
where are we doing?
What's the strangest thing you've seen at a con?
Sex in the bathroom?
Sex on the dance floor. I've seen that.
Or the naked man.
I've never seen the naked man, but I have seen sex on the dance floor.
There was one person who basically was, they were obviously on something, but they stripped naked on the dance floor.
All right.
I think it was on Twitter too, but it was at a con that me and you both go to. Basically all I know is I was on the other side of the room and this guy was literally butt naked and
nice.
Humping furries and
awesome.
And people. And yeah, I think he got pretty much kicked out of the con.
I'm sure he did. Yes, I'm sure he did. The couple that I witnessed having sex on the dance floor didn't get kicked out because they didn't get caught. At least they didn't get caught by anybody in authority.
That's true. I've only been to the one. So the only strangest thing I've ever witnessed at the con is some probably Filipino pool boy trying to poison a bunch of puppies with a bunch of different chemicals.
That was a BLFC last year
and a puppy leaving a giant bad dragon toy in the bathroom for a poor unsuspecting cute little cleaning lady to find the next day after we were so helpful and she was so kind to us.
Funny.
Yeah.
No. That's so funny.
But maybe there'll be more this year because it's Construction Con. So
yeah, I'm kind of sad that I left that toy there.
Yeah.
Now I want a new one.
Aw.
It's okay. I'll probably buy a bigger one.
All right. So we asked our listeners some questions if they wanted to have some questions or tell us stories, and we got two questions from listeners. Pup Cybo. And they said that it's Cyborg just without the R and the G, so Cybo. What would be a good recommendation for beginner toys to practice bottoming with, as well as ways to relax while bottoming? They've asked this question to multiple people, pups, kinksters, and so far have not found the right fitting toys.
Well, if you go to the Grand Sierra Casino in Reno and go to the customer service desk, they might have one that fits you perfect. Kane's left it there. If it is, let us know. I love how that segued perfectly into that.
If someone does know where my medium Rex went, I'm going to laugh because you should message me and send me a photo of it because I will laugh so hard. And also, I'll be your friend forever.
Yes.
Because that is amazing that you found my sex toy. So for me, when I first started, it was starting small, longer periods of time, and then letting myself relax and then going to bigger toys. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't seem like it's, you know, good. Like you just want to, you know, get the burn over and, you know, stretch all the way. And it's like, no, what you want to do is you want to enjoy the toying. So you do it more.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I've always had smaller toys until recently when I started actually buying bigger toys because I'm looking for that depth play. I would say like start out small, especially if you're like a new pup that has never bottomed before. Definitely start with like a small bag dragon toy or an extra small just so that you're getting comfortable of getting a toy inside of you. Having a dick inside of you is you have to relax. So a lot of the times what I'll do is the relaxing part, what I do is I'll put it in a little bit and then sit there. Don't move it. Just let it sit there and you'll feel your actual muscles start relaxing and then go a little bit further in and then let it relax. Sometimes also what I do is I pull it out a little bit to make my hole like shrink a little bit to like relieve that strain a little bit and then go back down just so that I'm like re-lubing it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So there's lube basically still on the toy. Don't be afraid to like take it all the way out and then put more lube on mm-hmm. there. You can never have too much lube.
I don't know if you have ever done this or if you would recommend it, but I know what I started doing when I started using bigger toys or more like, would you say rigid, like pop canny, like more, because you have toys that are tapered, which are easier to take. And then you have more toys that are like more flat at the top that are more pop canny mm-hmm. when you put them in. What I started doing was when I needed to do the big toys, I would lube everything up. But then what I would do is I would take lube and I would actually basically like I would put it into like a little mini douche.
Mm-hmm.
And I would actually put some up inside me. So that way mm-hmm. everything on the inside is nice and lubricated. So you don't have to worry about, because again, this is going back to staying hydrated. Your anus is just like your throat. So if you're going to have sex and you're coughing and you're dry, your asshole is going to be the exact same way. So make sure you're drinking water because you need to be able to lube up that track because it's everything works the same way, right? But for me, what I found was starting out was using realistic dildos and using mm-hmm. smaller realistic penis dildos, because at the end of the day, that's what you're going to be using. You're going to be sitting on possibly the most is dick, right? So if you can start getting used to that and you're good at that, you can start sizing up and go from there. And then once you go from there, you can start moving to your bad dragons and things like that. Because what I found was, yes, you can use like the butt plug starters and things like that, but at the end of the day, it feels good to take a dick in the ass for a reason, because whether or not people want to admit it, God wants us to take dick. If he didn't, it wouldn't feel good. So the most, as this sounds hilarious, but it's 2024 and it's season 3, guys. Let's do it. The most appropriate thing to be in your ass is a dick. And the most appropriate feeling thing is going to be in your ass is a dick. So start off with the realistic dildos and then move up from there and then start going crazy.
So also on the toy side of things, there are toys that have like tubes inside of it
mm-hmm.
that will actually like, you can shoot lube into it. Those are really great, especially if you're trying to do like depth play or like start stretching like the bigger sizes. Look for a toy that does that with like a taper.
And those ones don't buy on Temu again.
No, Temu, do not buy.
Alibaba.
Don't buy anything.
No. Yeah.
Don't buy sex toys from a cheap site.
No.
There's a big reason why.
Yep.
So the reason why is because they use really cheap dye and they use really cheap silicone
mm-hmm.
that can break down inside of you. And so you're you just got to be cautious because you can actually be poisoning yourself without you really knowing. So buy from a reputable site mm-hmm. is what I would say.
Yeah.
Yes, they are more expensive, but they also last a very long time.
Exactly.
And
also, please do not buy used toys. You know the person and you know that they are clean, please do not just take someone's toy that is just off the random street and, you know, start using it.
Don't go to a yard sale and like buy that soap on a rope. Don't do it.
Don't.
Like, honestly, at this time, like, the equivalent is if you wouldn't go to a garage sale and buy somebody's used toothbrush, don't go and onto Craigslist and buy somebody's used fucking dildo. Because it's the same thing. Because they've had dick in their mouth and that toothbrush has touched that and you don't know where that dick's been.
True. So Pup Sin asks...
Also, if you need help with anything else, episode 50 in our bottoming, we go over some other stuff too.
Yeah, we do. So Pup Sin says, what was your first kink event like and how did you prepare? His first actual kink event is soon and he's very excited. I've never been to a kink event. The closest I've been to is going to Mr. S., which is kind of a kink event in itself because the clerks are all walking around naked and with their dicks out. So that'd be my closest thing to a kink event, but there was nothing actually going on there except, you know, buying stuff.
Well, I mean, you didn't go at the right time. So there are events.
But I mean, I wasn't actually there at an event is what I'm saying is, but even this, but the staff are still walking around in their kink gear and helping you, you know, pick out your various stuff. So that's the closest quote air quotes that I've been to a kink event. I know you've been to a couple and Gossett, I think you've been to one or two. Yes.
Yeah, I can elaborate a little bit on this. I'm assuming that you're going to be going with your handler. So if you haven't already, or if you have a temporary one or something, I would suggest wearing your collar or getting a temporary collar to wear that night. So that way, when anybody approaches you or anything like that, you can either have the conversation with your handler ahead of time of what you're comfortable doing that night, what situations or scenarios you want to stay away from or get into that night. And then if you aren't comfortable going into the situation for the first time yourself, with having that collar on, you're able to get everybody to basically steer their way to your handler. So they're able to handle that conversation for you and be able to put you into the situations that you guys have agreed upon beforehand. So that'll kind of keep a little bit of the stress away from you. And yeah, just having a game plan with your handler beforehand. If you're not going with the handler, still having a collar would be a cool idea, just so that way they know. Usually if you have a collar on, even on like what you can put a little name tag on it with rules, or like they have at cons, free hugs or no touching or something like that. But yeah, that's the advice I would give you.
All right. Gaines, any advice for Sin?
Stop stressing.
Yeah. embrace the kink.
So yeah, embrace it. Don't, I mean, obviously, you know, try to go with someone. Don't go by yourself. It's definitely much better to go to an event, especially for the first time, with someone that you trust, because then they can kind of like take charge of what's going on and kind of help you through it. A lot of times for me, when I was first starting to go to kink events like pup moshes or kink parties or, you know, house parties that are kink oriented, I was always in my head that I wasn't going to have fun. Mm. It kind of ruined, in some regards, some of my first experiences just because I was so nervous with everyone being there. I was like, oh, well, what if they don't like me? Well, what if I don't like them? What if they smell bad? What if I don't have sex with anyone? Do I have to have sex with someone?
Mine was always, am I going to be too bubbly? Am I too high energy? Like, is at some point somebody going to be too aggressive with me because I'm too myself? Like, I'm a very, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to tie me the fuck down, hold me down, right? So I'm like, that was always my thing is, am I too bubbly? Am I going to be sitting there laughing at you while we're doing this?
Yeah, so let's...
Get it over our head.
Yeah, get it out of your head. You don't need to worry about everyone else.
We need to do an entire episode again on puppy brain.
Yeah, you yourself just try to relax, get in some sort of headspace, and let the events unfold the way they're going to unfold. Learn from it as well. Like, I mean, obviously don't go into someone's van and, you know, eat their chocolate. Mm-hmm. Be vigilant and, you know, definitely enjoy your time. Talk with people and you will enjoy it. Like, even if you're not even in headspace, just enjoy and talk with other people that are there, because you're going to have these connections and you're going to basically find that, oh my gosh, these people have a lot of things in common with me. Maybe I should hang out with them outside of this event. And then, you know, later down the road, you're like, oh my gosh, we're like really good friends. Let's hang out some more. So that's what I find.
Like my first cake event, I ended up just basically watching my handler do everything the entire night while I sat like a good puppy in the corner wherever we went. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. I didn't communicate with anybody. All I did was observe. So that way the next time I went in, I knew exactly what to do, there was no like surprise, but that's just my anxiety at the time. I wasn't taking my meds either. So it was just me trying to raw dog reality. And that's not fun. So it would probably be a lot different now if I went for my first time. But yeah, if you just need to sit back and observe, you do you. Like at the end of the day, remember, you're in control. You're the sub. You know what you're doing. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you.
Or you're the top. Maybe you're not the sub. Or you're the dumb. Yeah. So there you go. All right. Well, there you go, Sin. I hope that answered your question. And now let's get to some kink stories. This is kind of a grab bag. And Dawson wanted to talk about some kink stories. But Dawson, take it away.
Yeah, so we have we went out again asking these guys. You guys can keep sending in stuff. We'll give you guys the email to send stuff in. You guys keep sending them in throughout the season, and we're going to keep telling the kink stories and keep answering the questions throughout the season. So keep sending stuff in. We love hearing from these guys, especially with stories like this one. This is basically a bathroom daddy story. So somebody was going into the mall in the Eaton Center in Toronto. And basically they were just going in to use the bathroom quick before they went into the metro station to take off and go back home. And they went into the bathroom and they're sitting at the urinal, and they went to the bathroom, and about two urinals over was a older gentleman and basically looked over at me, and not me, the person we're talking about. I'm reading their thing. And basically looked up, looked down, and then I did the exact same thing. We both shook off our pee, turned to the left, went into the stall, blew each other, walked out, and continued on our day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. That was. So we're gonna do a couple of them, but I wanna like save them, and maybe we'll, like I said, we'll turn this into like a segment over the next season where we'll grab like the really good ones and we'll put them in here, and then we'll see, maybe we'll like switch it out. 1 week we'll do kink stories, 1 week we'll do Florida Man, and we'll go from there. Because we also, the next one we have is that one, but then we also have a special guest. They kind of know that they're a special guest, but you know what? That's the world of entertainment, right? Like I was mentioning, guys, I went to see Bianca Del Rio while I was meeting her backstage. Did you get Bianca to get out? Pardon?
Did you get her to start coming on the show?
Well, I didn't get her to come. Well, I kind of got her to come on the show. She's kind of making a guest appearance, guys. While we were at the show with her, we were the first two puppies in gear, apparently, to ever be at her show, which was cool as hell. She thought I was adorable, which is cute.
You are.
Thank you. I mentioned to her that I'm a co-host on a Pup Kink podcast, and I wanted to ask her a question, which has to do with the kink stories for today. We got to ask her that question, and I figured that we would share it with you guys. And it's a little bit, the audio is not the best because puppies aren't good with technology when they're extremely excited because, you know, they're... one of their drag queen idols is chatting with them about their podcast live on stage in front of 2,000 people. Here it is, guys. Enjoy.
Oh, this is a girl. Yes. This is cosplay for some freaky fucking people. All right, here we go. I mean, honestly, I spend all day putting on makeup so I don't look like a dog. Here we go. Are you Pup Dawson? Are you allowed to speak to me? Y'all are special in Thunder Bay.
Stephanie, you look so bad now. Stephanie. Pop Dawson, let me read you. Do you go by Pop or do you go by Dawson?
Dawson. Dawson.
Oh, you said Master. Okay.
I'll go by whatever you want to call me, honey.
Okay, here's your question. I co-host a cupcake podcast, and we're looking for the funniest kink stories for the season 3 premiere tomorrow. What is your craziest kink story, and can I include it on my podcast? This is wild. Okay, so but a kink is something that you necessarily choose. Well, I see this. Yes, I see your faggoty ass dressed like a dog. But the thing is it a dog or are you just a pup? So if you're a pup, what is the one next to you?
My husband?
Your husband. Yeah. So two dogs could be married, Stephanie. This is not a joke. Two dogs could be married. Okay, so I don't think...
Not in Oklahoma, though. Huh? Not in Oklahoma.
Not in Oklahoma. No, I'm curious, though. Is there a situation that I should be alerted to as far as this is concerned?
No, no.
Or would you consider a king as you stand there dressed like a dog with a couple of eyes?
I don't know. At this point, any hole's a goal, so let us know.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names.
No.
But there was a situation where someone I know had gone to bed with someone who really enjoyed Drag Race. And in a moment of intimacy, the person screamed out, "Not today, Satan!" and they asked them to leave. And then the story was much worse. I knew someone, Shangela had a moment with someone where someone actually had sex with them and they screamed out, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah!"
Nice. Do we want to do Florida Man, or do we want to just move on to the Wheel of Kink?
Let's go to Wheel of Kink, because really, this week, the only Florida Man story I had was a guy with no hands stabbing a girl on a bridge after she was asking for directions with his feet, and then ended up running off afterwards.
It's a one-off one-hand story.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move that on to next week.
All right.
Oh, so I already told you. We're done.
No, I want to know about it next week.
This is our first Wheel of Kink. We've talked about this in passing on several episodes, but let's talk about it directly now. Sounding.
Ooh.
Oh, Sounding.
I remember watching this. I watched an entire Sounding scene with Barely.
Yes, you did.
I watched Barely do an entire Sounding scene.
Yeah.
Yes. I enjoy doing it. I don't enjoy receiving it. So there's that.
I have a curiosity of receiving, but I've only done it with people. Mm-hmm.
After seeing Barely do it, I would trust him to do it to me next time I see him at BLFC. Well, I'm going to see him at Pride in June, but yes. I don't think sounding me in my mom's basement would be the best idea.
I thought we were staying in an Airbnb.
Well, we are, but you know. Who knows? By that point, maybe my mom's house will be the Airbnb.
There we go. All right. Well, there you go. It's fun. It's the sounding stuff is important, and it's that when you get them, there are a lot more sounding devices now than there were a year ago. It has become a lot of people more that commonplace. Are
I don't know if it's just people that are like more comfortable talking about it now, or because I find that that's the thing is I never know whether or not it's like everybody's just starting to do it, or all of a sudden people are more like comfortable saying, "Hey, I stick shit in my dick hole,"
right? Which is what sounding is, putting rods down your dick hole. So that's exactly what it is. And now they have e-sound devices, which are electronic stimulation.
Love one of those.
They've got tapered ones and ones that have little beads on it, so you get the little bead like think of anal beads but dick beads. They're tinier, but they go in there. So there you go. All right, our next one on the Wheel of Kink.
Kidney stones.
Oh my god.
God,
is it Ophelia?
The wheel is
Ophelia.
Intercrural or interfemoral, which is fucking between the thighs.
Oh, I was like, does this have to do with the femoral artery? What the shit?
Well, more or less, yeah, because the femoral artery goes up. Oh. So instead of fucking in the ass, you just kind of run your dick between, they keep their legs together and you run the dick between the legs. So
So I love doing this. Mm-hmm. It's like in the shower.
Mm, yeah.
This is one of my favorite things to do in the shower with someone, especially when they're like, oh, I can't bottom. I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. Let me just stick this right in between.
It's bottom light.
Because
bottom light.
It's because I'm uncut. So like,
it doesn't matter for you. Everything you have is a fleshlight.
Yeah. Everything I do, I'm so sensitive that if I'm rubbing someone's, if I'm putting my dick onto someone's like hole and I'm just rubbing it, like near their hole, I can come. Mm-hmm. Like fully, 100%, I can come.
Oh, yeah. That's why you have to make sure every single time you see Kane's in full pup gear in his wetsuit, you stare at his face. Because if you like look wrong at his crotch area, he'll actually be able to feel that through the neoprene. And it's... and he's done.
I'm not that sensitive.
Okay.
I wish I was, but no, I'm not that sensitive.
Okay. Our last one.
Last one of the new season. Yay.
All right. Again, we've talked about this and various kink stuff, but mummification.
Ooh. My drone absolutely loves it.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. Your drone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my puppy.
Okay.
My pet, pet, puppy, drone, toy, whatever you want to call it.
Isn't a drone one of the gas mask ones? Or is that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. So he likes to be referenced as a toy.
Okay.
Anyways, he loves bondage. He loves mummification. He loves, like, he's sent me many times of him doing his own like mummification to himself.
Really?
So he'll like do his legs, and then like one arm, and then like basically be like a handicapped in regard where he can't actually like stand up, so he's just like hobbling on like his knees and his elbow. Mm-hmm. And then he'll actually like jerk off like that.
Okay.
Type of thing. Yeah. Or so, but yeah, he absolutely loves it.
I know it's mummification, but him using his elbows to jerk off, all I can think is like, yeah, I'm a T-Rex trying to jerk off with like just his tiny hands.
Yeah.
And just episode of Family Guy where the T-Rex goes and jerks and goes to jerk off. He's like, okay, I got my lube. I got my porn. I got my things. It's good to go. And he just tries to grab his dick. He's like, no, and just tosses everything.
Anyway, I have never experienced it or been around anybody that's done it. I would like to see it done and experience it from a observer standpoint to begin with. And maybe give it a shot. I don't know.
It's very fun. They have like sleep sacks that are really common, or like just being able to be tied up like in that position, like when you're just laying flat is a lot of fun. Use saran wrap though. So you always want to, if you're gonna like use duct tape, for instance, mm-hmm. you always want to use saran wrap first.
Right, as a base. You don't want to put the sticky stuff on your skin because that can hurt. Mm. A lot.
Plus, it hurts when it comes off.
Well, the other thing too is that it gives the duct tape to also something to stick to, because again, like you mentioned, moisture is, it's not that it's going to stick in places. The glue on the duct tape mixed with your sweat is basically going to cause chemical burns on your skin over time. So mm-hmm. you basically want to use the plastic basically as a barrier to save your skin. Unless you're using talcum powder. Yes. But at that point, I wouldn't even trust that either.
Yeah.
I would definitely go more towards the saran wrap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely use saran wrap. Make yourself a duct tape dummy. And that's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. And then also safety scissors.
Yes.
Are really good to use. Don't use a switchblade or, you know, don't use a pocket knife or...
No, safety scissors. EMT scissors.
Box cutter.
If you don't know what safety scissors are, EMT scissors, they're about $10 on Amazon, and they are a lifesaver. Anytime you're doing rope
in
play.
In theory, all you puppies with vehicles should have them in the back seat of your vehicle with your first aid kits, because you're all good boys and girls.
Well, true. But
none of us have first aid. Am I the only one with a first aid kit? No.
I don't have a first aid kit in my vehicles.
I do.
Damn, what happens to your rings?
I have Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have Band-Aids.
Yeah. All right.
Well, then.
Well, then, puppies, that about wraps it up. It's here for a bit of... Well, puppies, about wraps it up for us here at Off Leash. Just a reminder that you can help support the show by hitting that download button and subscribing on Buzzsprout, purchasing merch at Fourth Wall. We have a lot of shirts and products up there. We know you have a choice in podcasts, and we appreciate you sticking us in your ear holes or whatever other hole you want to stick us in. I'm sure we would be okay with that. If you like what you heard today...
Like the have you ever seen the meme of the Apple AirPods?
Yeah.
And they have the base and it's a butt
yes,
plug.
Yes.
It's like goes inside of you. I always wanna try one of those eventually. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
make it a real thing.
Make it a real thing. Listen, Tim. Do it. Do it, Tim. Do it. Do it. Do it, Tim. I want it. Come on. You wanna be able to listen through our asses. All right. Remember to share your stories and questions with us at offleash.cast@gmail.com. We will read your stories, read your questions on air. As always, our Telegram chat is available and active, and you can interact with a lot of pups and the hosts as well. We do have a Discord, so get up on there. There's a lot of interesting channels on our Discord. We have specific channels for specific kinks. If you want to share your water sports, if you want to share your sounding, if you want to share your mummification, you want to share pictures or stuff like that or talk about it, we have channels for all of that stuff. Check out the Telegram chat for the links. Dawson, any last words?
Thank you guys for sticking around into season 3. We appreciate all of you. Double thank you for putting up with me to our special guest Bianca Del Rio this week with our little spot. I know I can be a bit much at times, but I appreciate you as well with Suddenly Seymour that was on stage that night. Thank you as well. I do appreciate you too, but I do want to mention that I do have more followers than you, so put up, bitch. Love you. So aside from that, like I said, offleash.cast@gmail.com for any questions or queries that you guys have, including sponsorships. And if you guys want to help us out anyway with our Puppy 101 classes and events that we're doing this year, again, Buzzsprout is the best way to support and help us out that way, or by going to our Fourth Wall, because we can't wait to come to an event near you in this year, because it's going to be fun.
Yes.
We already have three plans, so it's great.
Yay! Canes, how about you? Any last words?
I think Dawson just hit everything
okay.
that I was ever going to say.
Okay. All right. So on behalf of the three of us here at Off Leash and all the fine folks at the Injured Nerves Podcast Network, we hope all your parts are in the right places and that you are happy in your puppy space. Until next time, let's give our fans a big ol' ah-woo. Ah-woo.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Podcast cover art by Kuma Chan. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Pup Ferris, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Rudy Pup, Pup Floki, Pup Kaladin, and Pup Feral. We appreciate your support and donations.